For KBIA in Colombia, I'm Levi Moltzoman. The Ameren Energy Company says it plans to invest $8 billion in renewable energy projects during the next two decades. The company says it has the goal of reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050 across Missouri and Illinois. It also will eventually close its coal-based power plants, starting with the retirement of the Meramec Energy Center in 2022 and ending with the final coal power plant closing in 2042. Company officials said in a news release, the new energy goals are helped by improving technology and the reduced price of renewable energies. Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Peter Stiepelman has been named the 2021 Missouri Superintendent of the Year by the Missouri Association of School Administrators. According to the Columbia Missourian and a news release last Saturday, Stiepelman was honored for his selection at a virtual fall conference held by the Administrators Association and the Missouri School Boards Association. Stiepelman is going into his seventh year as superintendent and has worked in several other teaching and leadership roles during his tenure with the district. Matters regarding poverty and equity in K-12 education have been front and center in Stiepelman's work as superintendent, according to the news release. Stiepelman will be honored for his selection at the National Conference for the American Association of School Administrators in February. A state low-income housing tax credit sought by developers seeking to build affordable housing, but often criticized by Missouri officials, has resumed after a three-year moratorium. The Kansas City Star reports that the Missouri Housing Development Commission has restarted a program that then-Republican Governor Mike Greitens zeroed out in 2017. The commission's decision came in a unanimous vote last week. Developers and tenant advocates have noted that the supply of affordable housing in Missouri badly trails demand. But the tax credit is resuming without legislative reforms that were once thought necessary to get the program running again. The active caseload of COVID-19 among University of Missouri students has dropped 86% since September 5th to 95 active cases as of Friday. The university said in a news release last week that violations to their social distancing rules have been related to hosting gatherings of more than 20 people. The university says it has disciplined an additional 20 current or former students with suspensions, probation, and other sanctions for what it called egregious violations of policies meant to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 on campus. The latest move comes on top of actions taken earlier this month that expelled or suspended 5 students for violations of safety policies amid the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Levi Moltzoman, KBIA, Columbia.